whom he has delivered from the hand of the adversary. Aha, that's the key. He's delivered us from the hand of the adversary and gathered them out of the lands and from the east and from the west and from the north and from the Red Sea in the south. Some wandered in the wilderness in a solitary desert tract. They found no city for habitation. Hungry and thirsty, they fainted. Their lives were near to being extinguished. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. What happened? What caused their deliverance? They cried to the Lord in their time of trouble. Okay. And he led them forth by the straight and right way that they might go to a city where they could establish their home. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of Israel, of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with good. Now catch this one. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and in irons, because they had rebelled against the words of God and they spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he bowed down their hearts with hard labor. They stumbled and fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. What did he do, church? When they cried to the Lord, even though they had ignored his word deliberately and rebelled from his word, when they got in trouble, it says they did what? They cried unto the Lord, and he heard them, and what did he do? And he delivers them out of their distresses. And he brought them out of darkness in the shadow of death, and he broke apart the bonds that held them. First of all, we had people that were lost in the wilderness and had no home, and they cried to the Lord, and what did God do? He delivered them. He gave them a home, didn't he? He brought them to a city, and he gave them a home. Then we had a group of people that deliberately spurned the word of God and were chained and bound in darkness. And what did they do then when they got bad? They cried unto the Lord, and what did God do? Do you believe we serve a God of a second chance? How about a third chance? See, God doesn't stop, does he? When we sincerely cry unto him, and then listen to this next one. Some are fools made ill because of the way of their transgressions, and are afflicted because of their iniquities. And they loathe every kind of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble. And he delivers them out of their distresses. He sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. Oh, that men would praise and confess to the Lord for his goodness and loving kindness and his wonderful works to the children of men. That's the message this morning. Oh, that men would praise God for the wonderful works he does for him. If you are lost, if you're in a wilderness and you need a home, either literally or spiritually, God says, call unto me in the time of trouble, and guess what I'll do? I'll answer you. If you have spurned the word of God, Amplified says, and you're bound and you're in prison and you're bound, when you cry to the Lord, guess what he'll do? He'll deliver you. And then when you're sick, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can't ask the Lord to heal me because I brought this on myself. Have you heard that? What does this word say? Men made sick because of their own transgressions. And they're near the near death. But when they cry to the Lord in the day of trouble, the Lord delivers them and he sends his word and he heals them from their destruction. Amen, church? That's the message. Is there any time that God won't do it if we are sincere and we call on him? His answer is, I'm right here, right? Let's praise him this morning. Amen.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. Allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions. like you. Could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and say, give my everything, only a God like you. Could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything, to only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you. Do I give my praise
for the praises of man? I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions go to serve the man who died upon that tree.
Yeah. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, is all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and say, give my everything, only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, is all my hope and faith, to only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and say, give my everything, to only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you. Do I give my praise?
Only a God.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you.
Do only my Maker,
my Father, my Savior,
come on,
Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, do only a God like you. Do I give my praise? Do I give my praise?
Oh, our Redeemer this morning, amen. Oh, we praise and magnify you so much. Hallelujah. Now, what do you believe? All this word's been shared already. You know, we could go out of here right now, and we've heard the word, we've sung the word, and we praised him, but God's not done yet.
That's right.
Amen. What do you believe today? See, it's, are you accepting it? Are you believing it?
I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again.
I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with his Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever the same. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand.
Come on, church, what?
The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in
the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more are gathered. He's in the midst, he's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountain,
come on,
be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hand. Whoa. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock, we will make this church.
Come on.
This church will not be made by hand.
Oh.
On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail.
Yeah. I believe
in the blood of Jesus.
I believe
that there's power in his name.
I believe that he died to free us.
I believe that he rose from the grave.
I believe
he was born of a virgin.
I believe
he was a sacrificial lamb.
I believe
that he ascended to the Father.
I believe that he's coming back again.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something. This song is talking about what we believe, and I tell you that when it gets down there where it says, I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different, yet the same. Because, you know, it's when they were all in one accord that the Spirit of the Lord came, and they were all, the gift of the Spirit came, and the gift of tongues, and all this fell on the crowd. Well, I tell you what, you're going to be hearing a lot about unity. Because I'm going to just give you one little hint. Camp meeting's coming up. Camp meeting, homecoming camp meeting's coming up. Can I tell them who's coming? All right. You're going to be hearing more about it. But guess who's coming back home? Richard and Bonita Pierce are coming back home. And their boys, they're going to be here with us for a service. And then Jim and Connie Childs are going to be here with us for a service. Yeah. Clifton and Jerry Coulter is going to be with us for a service. And our own Pastor Shirley is going to be doing a service. Amen. Folks, this is homecoming.
Amen.
You know what that means? Between now and then, this means we're going to have a homecoming camp meeting where the Spirit of the Lord is. And in order for the Spirit of the Lord to be there, then we've got to be brethren dwelling in unity. Now, that doesn't mean we're all going to act alike. Lord, help us all. If you all start acting like me, I'm leaving. That's not what it's talking about, because you can't handle more than one of me around here. I know that. But it means that in the Spirit, we all have different personalities. We all have likes. We all have dislikes. But when it comes to the Word of God, that we agree what this song says, I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he came, he died to free us. You know, these are the basic beliefs. And my Bible tells me that when brethren dwell in accord, guess what the Spirit does? That's when the Holy Ghost comes. Folks, the Holy Ghost is coming. Are you ready for it? Now, I mean, no. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right, get ready for it then. Act like you're ready for it. Believe it's coming. Get up every morning and say, thank you, Holy Ghost, you're coming. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you're coming. Because, folks, he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Amen.
I want to hear you say words to me, well done. I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I've prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away.
Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for.
I want to hear you say words to me, well done.
I want to hear you say, good and faithful servant. I want to hear you say, I prepared a place for you. Let all the treasures of this world fade away. Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for.
It's all I'm living for.
Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
In the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. We'll meet you in the sky. We will see you face to face.
You are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for. In the twinkling of an eye,
are you ready?
We'll all be changed. We'll meet you in the sky. We will see you face to face.
Come on, church, let's praise him today.
And Jesus, you are my reward. To hear your voice on that day is all I'm living for. And Jesus, you are my reward. To see your face on that day is all I'm living for.
Hallelujah, let's praise him. He's all we're living for, church. Hallelujah, we have to get up in the morning. We have to go about our regular things. And I know we're in this world, but we're not of this world, because our treasures are laid up and we are just ambassadors down here, and our home is really up there with him. Amen. He's the one we're living for. He's the one we're looking for. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God that my daddy got saved before he died. I thank God that my mama knows the Lord. But I tell you what, the one I want to see when I get to heaven is Jesus. And I know all those folks will be up there. But I tell you what, we can get sentimental, and I know we're so thankful they're up there. But the one we want to see when we get to heaven is Jesus. He's the one that we want to say, thank you, Jesus, for what you did for me. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But this morning that I want to say this, it's such a merciful day to be able to get up every morning because of Jesus Christ and say, you know what, it's a brand new day in my life. Yesterday's gone. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't remember it. Amen. Let's go.
Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day. All my sins are washed away.
Yeah.
It's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rescued me.
Lord,
your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day.
Praise you, Lord.
Your mercy is new every day. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. Your favor surrounds me today. I'm so glad, I'm so glad. I was bound by sin and shame, but then your endless mercy came. It's a merciful day. All my sins are washed away.
Oh,
it's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rescued me.
Lord,
your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day. Your mercy is new every day.
Your mercy is new.
Your favor surrounds me today. Cause it's a merciful,
it's a merciful day.
And all my sins are washed away.
Oh,
it's a merciful day. I'm not bound by yesterday. Your grace and mercy rescued me.
Oh,
your love has saved my life. So I thank you for this merciful day. Oh, it's a merciful day.
Lift your hands, church, just from where you're standing. Just begin to thank him. It's a merciful day for what he's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you came here this morning and you have a need, you know, all we have to do is we sing this new song, I lift my hands to believe again. Sometimes the enemy comes in and he's tormenting on the inside, and maybe people are telling you that you're not worthy or God's not going to do it for you. And sometimes you've got to reach back and you say, wait a minute. That's not what I believe. I believe. I renew my faith today. Every day you need to renew your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we do this song, if there's a need in your life and you say, God, just as that, like that little, that man brought his son to you and said, Lord, heal my son. And Jesus said, And he said, well, I don't know, Lord, it's your will. And he said, it is my will. Lord, it is your will. Amen. Renew your faith today in the power of God. Amen. It may be for more than one person. It may be for somebody that's listening online. It may be for somebody here. But you know, sometimes it's not our faith in God that gets hurt. It's our faith in people. And you know, it's not necessarily faith in the world, people. But sometimes our faith in our fellow Christians gets hurt. And you know, it's easy to get crushed in your spirit. And you say, well, you know, God, I love you, but I'll tell you what. And you know, and that hurt. And sometimes people don't realize they're doing it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes people can have a really strong personality or whatever you call it, and they can do that. But you know, there's somebody here that it's like, you know, you don't have a lot of faith in people. And I know our faith doesn't rest in people. But you know, as Christians, as the body of Christ, it should be, if we're going to be a church of unity, and I'm talking not about new life, I'm talking about the body of Christ, it should be that people can trust their hearts to us. You know, when somebody comes into this church, for whatever reason, they have a need, they come up for prayer or whatever need they got, or they're going through something, you know, whether we understand it or not, and you know, whether we even like those people or not, the Jesus on the inside should say, you know, Lord God, I pray for them. Lord God, help them to be able to trust their heart to me. Do you all hear me this morning? Sometimes our faith, we need to say, God, give me faith again in the people that are around me. Maybe it's your family. Maybe they hurt you. You know, I don't know. But we've all been through experiences, and we've got to say, God, as one preacher said here one summer during camp meeting, Mike Karen, you know, you got to cut those things off. Remember? Cutting off the tie. You got to cut those things off. You got to cast them aside. Keep our eyes on Jesus. And we're called to love his people and to accept them. I don't know who that's for. Maybe it's for me. It's easy for pastors to get overwhelmed. But my faith. Let's go back and let's do that second verse. Be still. There is a river. Start with the second verse. Just play the opening and he'll come in on the second verse.
Hey, never mind. Okay. Be still. There is a river that flows from Calvary Street. A fountain for the thirsty. Your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise.
Let faith arise.
Let faith arise.
I lift my head.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of the Lord. Let faith arise.
I just have to be obedient with this song of the faith arise. It just, I have to tell you about something. You think going to yard sales, nothing, you know, but God can use you. As your families, we went from yard sale to yard sale to yard sale yesterday. You know, we enjoy that. But we stopped at, it was my family's yard sale. It was my niece. And it's been 10 years since, a lot of y'all don't know, we had an accident in a pool at my house. It was 10 years ago. In just a few weeks, it's been 10 years. And my niece had got a new pool, and she was all excited. And she took me to show me it, and it's just me and her. And she just said, Gail said, it's something I'll never forget. And she started to, she's the one that our little grandson had drowned in our pool. And me and Jimmy was actually here at church, and the state troopers come and got us out of church. I'm sure y'all all remember that. And anyway, Chastity is my niece, and she just had to tell me something yesterday that I hadn't heard it. I've never heard this story. And she told me, she said, when I seen Lane in the pool and I got his lifeless body out of the pool, and I couldn't find your cordless phone, and my cell phone was dead, and he was cold, and he was blue, and the closest house was like a fourth of a mile away, and she just started running to the house with Lane in her body. See, I always thought Jennifer carried him, but she didn't. It was Chastity, this young lady I talked to yesterday. Because the nurse in me yesterday was telling her about the pool safety, so that's what brought all this up. Because he's got a four-year-old, and she said, oh, honey, she said, we're safe, because she said, and that's what she started telling me. And she said, I just started praying while I was carrying Lane, you know. And they went to our neighbors, and this little boy come out that's just been in trouble. And she said, I never thought Ricky would have known the CPR, you know. And she just handed him to Ricky, and Ricky started doing CPR. And you all know, you know, the troopers come and got us, and we got to the hospital, and he was dead on arrival, and his blood sugar level was zero. So that's gone, you know. Bob and Rita followed us to church, to Cozair. We prayed for Lane. 9 hours later, he woke up, and he said, I want to watch Barney, and I want French fries. And 6 weeks ago, he made straight A's on his report card.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The power of the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me share something with you. Yesterday and this morning on the way to church, I was thinking about a certain situation, had to do with finances, making sure we had enough to cover everything that was needing to be covered. And I said, well, I'll just say something to the people at church. I'll just let them know we got a need. And on the way in, we stopped. We hadn't got the mail from yesterday. We stopped and we got the mail. And there was an envelope in the mail. And there was a check in the envelope of $368. I said, well, praise God. And I felt the Spirit of God say to me, don't you say anything. So I didn't. And what I was going to tell you is that we need a $3,500 offering today. That's what I was going to tell you. Now, normally, I don't know what we have until after the service is over. But just a few minutes ago, Brother Danny said, Lottie told me to bring you this. And she brought me, or she sent me, the figures on this morning's offering. Now, I said what I had in mind that we needed was I'm going to ask you to help us raise $3,500. Without me saying anything, the offering this morning was $3,648.35. And when I got the note and came in, that's when y'all were singing, "Let Faith Arise."
Amen. Hallelujah.
I lift my hands and believe again.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So praise God for His faithfulness. And if the ones that sent us the $368 are listening over the internet, God bless you. We have several prayer requests this morning. We have Dimple Buck, Robert and Donnie Turner, Leota Moss, Margie Callahan, Carter Burris. And now I don't know any details on this. I just heard. Any of you know anything about the wreck over in Taylor County last night? Did you anybody hear about it?
There was a bad wreck out in front of Creekside.
A young girl named Jade Sullivan, is that right? And Justin Atwood. Can't hear you.
You couldn't hear him. Say it again.
Okay, unmute that gray mic.
There was a wreck last night in Taylor County. I was at one of my friends' parties, and one of my friends came up to me, and they said there was a really bad car wreck, and two people died in this car wreck, and they were telling me about it and all the stuff, and I was like, wow. And these people happened to be a couple, and they, like, had just gotten together, I think, or something like that, and one just graduated, and one was going to graduate this year, and they both died in this car wreck. Really, it must have been a big car wreck. That's what they said.
But the Sullivan family and Atwood family in Taylor County. And Ricardo Hughes for healing. Miriam Hughes for Wisdom at Work. Landon Corbin. Easton Hensley. Billy and Edith Harmon. Nadine Darnell for healing. Tom Gray. You'll get a good report. Wanda Rogers, throat cancer. That start radiation Monday, 35 treatments. Dean Jesse needs a miracle healing. And Okra Draper, she fell and injured herself. And she's in a lot of pain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now,
prayer request. I see a hand.
My mother is going to have back surgery. I don't know sure when. Okay. Next couple of weeks, most likely. And Virginia.
Gail Dale's mother and Jennifer Grimes. I saw a hand at Brianna. And I know there was another young boy in Russell County, 17-year-old, that got killed too. So it's just several wrecks, and we want to, I'm just going to put down the wrecks because the Holy Spirit will know what we're praying for. Yes.
My wife and I went to eat Friday, and You know me. I don't meet people that's strange. But anyway, hold on now. Don't make fun of that. But anyway, the waiter come up to the table, and we were talking. And anyway, the conversation progressed, and I found out that this guy was an alcoholic, and he is an alcoholic right now. And I told him, I said, don't be ashamed that you got a sickness. I said, because you're looking at the worst drug addict that's ever been. And I said, you can overcome that. And so we just made up our mind right there that he was going to overcome that. I mean, that's the most awesome thing that, I mean, just a random individual had no clue. God will work with you if you let him. Amen? Because I know this man. His name is Brett DeCure. And we're going to put him on the prayer list, and we'll pray for this guy today. Amen?
DeCure. I don't know how you spell it.
D-E-C-U-R-E.
Oh, just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
Deliverance.
DeCure. The cure is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pretty good, Dad.
Someone else? Yes.
Terry Foley.
And family, okay.
Hallelujah. Gary Sapp. And I have a little more on Pastor's mic. Or I'm going to have a battery or something. I don't know what's going on.
That one will work.
Oh, I didn't see your hand.
It's short.
Okay.
She said we need the pastor's names on this list at the top. I guess she thinks we need lots and lots of prayer. And we do.
But we've been feeling their prayers too.
Okay.
What did we got another prayer request here?
Chelsea, she stopped breathing at school and the ambulance had to take her to the hospital.
Okay, it's a girl at school? Okay.
Sister Shirley, would you come up here?
I can pray for her too.
Yeah, put her name on this list.
I will put her right next under ours.
Now, in response, in case some of you didn't hear it, in response to Sister Dot's prayer request, that you put pastors at the top of the list, and then pray for them before I start praying for the list. So, I want you to pray for us.
Okay.
Father God, we just thank you for our pastors today. We lift them up to you, Father God. We thank you for the fire of God that's in their heart, Lord, to bring your word to your people, Lord. We thank you that your healing power flows over them right now in the name of Jesus, that every need in their life is met, God. We thank you for the river, the Lord, that flows forth through them, Lord, to minister your word to your people. We thank you that for their faithfulness, Father God. Now, Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for a renewal, Father, a renewal, Lord, of the words that you have spoken to them over the years, God, that this is the place, this is the time, and this is the season for that word to be manifested, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that every word that you've spoken over them, Lord, that it's coming to fruition, God, that it can no longer be held up or held back, God, but it's coming to the forefront, Lord, where all can see the manifestation of your power and of your glory. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, every part of him healed. Lord, I thank you for our passion, Lord. I thank you for her faithfulness, God, and for her dedication, Lord, to the ministry of words of women, Lord, that have set countless women free, Lord. Your word does not return back to you, Lord God, but it accomplishes purpose, Lord. And I thank you for the anointing that's upon her to bring us into your presence, God. For bringing us into your presence, Lord, that we can receive from you, Lord, what is comfortable, word that comes forth, Lord. I thank you, Lord, right now for refreshing the home of her, Father God. Lord, just a renewal of a new song in her heart, God. A new song to bring to your body, Lord. I thank you for stirring that fire up you in her, Lord God. That out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water, Lord. I thank you for the anointing that's upon her and in her, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord, that your healing power flows through her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, my shuffle the soul. Reba, Maria, close on my heart. Nerea, no, 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 oh, the Baba Shabu, the Ari Sapo, the Baba. Oh, yes, even in the Kundu Shabu. So he sings this to me. I have set you forth for this time and in this place, Lord God. And I will continue to use you mightily to bring forth even my words, Lord God. And I will open doors for you, even new doors, says the Spirit of the Lord. And yes, the gifts of my Spirit shall flow from you freely and unlimited, says the Spirit of grace. And you shall walk even in a new place in me and a new anointing in me, says the Spirit of the Lord. And you shall see things, yes, even in my word that you say, wow, wow, wow. Yes, God. God says, I will do it through you, in you, says the Lord. And continue to be faithful. Continue to bring my people into my presence. And that new song shall flow forth freely from you. And you shall see many set free. Because I have anointed you and I have called you for this time. And even in this place, says the Lord. Watch what I continue to do in you and through you, says the Spirit. Thank you.
Well, that was different for a change. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you, Lord God, for being with Sister Shirley. Lord God, I know that she's having symptoms in her leg and her knee. But Lord God, I know you're the healer. And I know, Lord God, you are faithful. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for ministering to her and for touching her body. I thank you, Lord God, for being in the work situation and helping her with that. Lord God, that everything will work out, Lord God, to her advantage.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord God, for being with Kenny. I know, Lord God, that he's been struggling physically here recently, and he's back to work now. But, Lord God, I just thank you for keeping him healthy. I thank you, Lord God, for your hand of blessing upon them as a family. And we believe, Lord God, your word is true. Your word is faithful. And you did send your word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction. And we thank you, Lord God. We can count on that. We can count on that, Father. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just continue before you. We just continue to make our requests known. Just continue, Lord God, to lift our voices in praise and in adoration and in faith. And Lord God, this prayer list with all these names, Lord God, for Dimple and Robert and Donnie and Leota, Margie, Corda, Sullivan family, and the Atwood family, Ricardo and Miriam and Landon, Easton, Billy and Edith, Nadine, Tom, Wanda, Dean, Okra, Gail's mother, and Jennifer and Gary. The wrecks that took place in Russell County, for those people involved in that, bless them, Lord God. For Brett, for deliverance from alcohol. Terry Foley and Brenda. Thank you for touching our Chelsea. Hallelujah. And for Hope and her mother. Lord God, the list can't be too big because you're bigger. And the list can't be too small because you care about every individual, about that one person, Lord God, that one person may be listening to the sound of my voice, that one person that doesn't know for sure that you love them. I thank you, Lord God, for being with them, for touching them. Lord God, we thank you for your faithfulness, for the righteousness, Lord God, that you have poured out upon us through what Jesus Christ did. We thank you, Lord God, for all of your blessings today. And Lord God, we thank you for your word that makes us aware of all that you've done. And Lord God, we honor it because your word says that you honor your word above your name. And so Lord God, help us to honor your word and you with all of our life, with what we do and what we say and what we think and how we feel. And I pray, Lord God, that you would touch and minister to and bless anyone in this service this morning that has a special need. If there's a special need for healing, Lord God, right now let your healing power flow. Send your word and heal them. For the word of God says that by his stripes we are healed. If there's one that does not know that they are a child of God this morning, they're not sure, or they know that they're not, may Lord God this day be the day that your Holy Spirit speaks to their hearts and draws them to you. We thank you, Lord God, for the presence of your power this morning and for your blessing and for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? We're going to do one more praise and worship song. And what we're using this for is to is to focus our attention. We're getting ready to have communion. And following the song, praise and worship team is free to be dismissed and join your families down here as we then continue our communion. We're going to be doing it like we've been doing it recently. Going to ask you from this side over here to come up and go around this way and back, and from this side over here to come in and go around back that way to your seat. And so as soon as this song is ended, we'll be ready to do that.
Ransom from heaven,
we magnify you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sing that a cappella again, just that chorus. Start the chorus again, just a cappella.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, He's the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, the Lord of all, the Lord of all.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For your
Hallelujah.
Presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. As the praise and worship team is taking their seats, with the ones that are helping us with communion, come and join us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Mute all those mics back there except the ones that Laverne and I have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, in the same night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And he broke it. And he gave it to them. And he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. As you come up and receive communion, just tear off a piece of the bread, dip it in the cup, partake of it, and then go back to your seat. And just start over here and over here and make the circles and back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. blessings, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 19 says, he had on a robe dipped in blood. And his name was the Word of God. And that's the blessings that God's given us. Blessing he's given us. The blood, the bread. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to dismiss the children. Remember, the new class this morning is back in the youth class, and Miss Ashley's class is in a little different place, and Miss Denise has got her class. There's been a little bit of arrangements going on, but today Bonnie and Jack are going to teach the new class. If you're 12, 13, and 14, you're welcome to go to that class this morning. I know we've got some that are almost 12, Miss Bonnie, that are just going, oh, I'm almost in there. Amen.
Amen. You're thinking of that. Thank you. Give it to Randy. I'll give it to him. Hallelujah. I've got just a couple of things I want to share with you. And then we have someone special with us this morning. Represents a special ministry. A ministry that's close to my heart. Because it's a ministry that deals exclusively in the Word of God. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, it says, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Effectively works in you who believe. What does it do? Does whatever you need done. It does whatever it will say it does. If it said it, it will do it. See, we're not talking about somebody just wrote something. Oh, that sounds nice. We're talking about a word that comes to pass when you believe it. That'll affect your life and change you. And you will be something you've never been before. And in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, when the devil was tempting Jesus in the wilderness, and he told him, if you're the Son of God,
command these stones to become bread. It says, but he answered and said, it is written. It is written. It wasn't written in the daily paper. Wasn't written in somebody's book that they wrote. It was written in the scriptures. At that time, the Old Testament. It is written. It's nice that we have verses and chapters, but that's a relatively new concept. When the New Testament was first written, there was no division of verses and chapters. It was just, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. By every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I'm going to read this little clip here in my Bible, and then I'm going to introduce our speaker this morning. It's a definition of the word, word, as it appears in this verse. It is the word rhema, not the word logos, but the word rhema. And it means that which is said or spoken, an utterance, in contrast to logos, which is the expression of a thought, a message, a discourse. Logos is the message. Rhema is the communication of the message. In reference to the Bible, logos is the Bible in its entirety. Rhema is a verse from the Bible. The meaning of rhema is distinct in distinction to logos is illustrated in Ephesians 6:17. The Word of God, sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Okay? Illustrated in Ephesians 6:17, where the reference is not to the Scripture as a whole, but to that portion which the believer wields as a sword in the time of need. This is the Logos of God, the Word of God given to us. When this Logos hits your spirit and comes out your mouth, it becomes the rhema of God, which does the work effectively in those who believe. We're going to hear about the Word and some things that the Word of God has done this morning, as we have for our speaker, Brother Randy Milby Gideon from Greene County. And he's going to share with us this morning. So just make him welcome.
I don't think I need that thing.
Well, we're sending it out and recording it. Yeah.
Do I need it? Use it then.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not too good with things that contain my hands.
Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, that works better. Here, I'll clip it on somewhere. Is it on, I guess? I don't have to worry about turning it on. They gave me one of these things a week or two ago, and I didn't turn it on, so he run me down. He had to run me down. That's why I got to turn it on. But electronical components, they don't work too good with me, but you know, it's a way of getting the word out. If it's a way of getting the word out, then we want to use it, don't we? It's good to be here. I'm thankful that God has allowed me to be a part of this ministry. I've got some friends I like to made known this morning. I think last Sunday I was just in service. This brother right here, Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church. Was you there? Yeah, we were in service together. Brother Milburn and Maxine, they're family. So if I do anything wrong, y'all can blame them this morning. It's good, but it's good to be here. I have enjoyed y'all's worship service thus far, and praise God for what the Lord is doing here in your community. I know that y'all surely have seen many come to know the Lord, and that's what it's all about. That's what this ministry is all about this morning, about people come to know Jesus. And the Gideons have a unique way of getting the word out. So we praise God for the efforts they're doing. And let me share with you this morning. I want to share with you also who I am. I'm Randy Milby, which the brother's already introduced me. I'm from Greene County. I farm full-time, run a grade A dairy, and we raise tobacco. And my wife works at the bank, so it works real well. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have trouble signing no notes that way. But she's not with me this morning. She's normally with by my side, assisting me and praying for me. But this morning she had to be with her mom. Her mom got sick last night, and so that tied her up this morning to be with her. We really look forward to coming to worship with Maxine and Milburn. They're very special people in our lives, and especially Maxine, I think, had a big parting in winning my wife's dad to the Lord and affecting his life. So you're represented well through Maxine's ministry of her own. So I thank God for her and what she means to us in Milburn. They're dear people, and they love the Lord, and I admire them for their faith. So I'm thankful, God. I'm thankful to the Lord that we know them, and I appreciate that. My job is to come to share with you this morning what's going on in the Gideons and how the Word of God is affecting the world for Christ. So I'm thankful that I'm able to do that and have the health to do that. But I'm nothing this morning without God. God is everything in my life. Everything that I share with you this morning is nothing on my own part. I didn't do any of it. God did it all. And I praise Him and thank Him for the goodness that and mercy that He's put up on my life that I'm able to do that. And so I'm thankful God has blessed your church and that you are supporting the Gideons. It's a very important ministry that's supported only by evangelical churches. No other churches can support the ministry. So we are very selective with the churches that we deal with. So we thank God that your pastor is a very important part, link in the ministry. Without your pastor, there would not be any Gideon ministry. Because your pastor introduces the men to the ministry. Without his approval, the men cannot qualify or be approved to be in the ministry. So if you're wanting to be a Gideon, then you're going to have the approval of your pastor. So if you're not on good terms this morning, you want to be a Gideon, you need to suck up to him. Yeah, so I'm probably going to be a little different from other Gideon speakers that you had in the past. I've been known to them call me the Pentecostal Gideon. So thank God that we have a little enthusiasm in some people. Some people are different. They're not everybody alike. But I come this morning to share good news with you. God's word is getting out in the world. And it's doing it through a wonderful ministry that God's blessed, ordained, and placed there. So I'm thankful there that God's working through that ministry. You are getting the job done. Our ministry has testimony on top of testimony how the word of God is effective in the world. So I thank God for it. God, I have good news to share with you this morning. God has a plan. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and all in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Christ gave an awesome command to the church to take the gospel message outward to the uttermost parts of the earth. It is an overwhelming command, even to the greatest of churches, because there are 6 billion people up on earth. Imagine that. How are we going to get the word out to that many people, speaking in many languages, often located in remote corners of the world? How could Christ expect us to accomplish such a command? There's one thing is for sure. He would never give us a command without a plan to carry it out. And He has given us an awesome plan. It is laid out in the 10th chapter of Romans, where Paul states that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then he poses 3 questions. Number one, how then shall they call upon the whom they have not believed? Number two, how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? Number three, how shall they hear without a preacher? Did you know that it is estimated that 15% of the world's population has access to an evangelical pastor such as yours? So how are we to do it? So the how are the vast hordes of others to hear about the Jesus and believe on him and call upon his name for salvation? In verse 17 of Romans 10 makes it clear that faith can come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. His plan can be carried out by placing the copy of his word in the hands of lost people around the world. I truly believe the Gideons are God's provision to allow the church to fulfill the command to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. God's plan is working today. Today the Gideons are placing God's word in the hands of over 1 million lost people a week. The body of the Gideons consists of over 270,000 businessmen and women, and 94 countries now. It is progressing. When I started in this ministry, we were getting in, and that was been 11 years ago, we were getting in 176 countries. Now we're getting into 194. So God is progressing the ministry. Praise Him for it. Praise the Lord for His awesomeness and how He can get into the world. Our only purpose is the same as yours this morning, is just winning the lost to Jesus. We do this by personal witnessing and placing the Word of God in the traffic lanes of life. The Giddings International is the student missionary arm of your church. Did you know one of the Bibles has the potential of reaching 2,300 people in a 6-year period? You know how they do that? They place these larger Bibles in the hotel rooms, which are about $5. And they go in every 6 years and they replenish these Bibles, place a new Bible there. And let me remind you, it's getting to where we cannot get into hotels. They're changing it. So pray for the avenues to stay open in hotels. Wonderful testimonies have come out of these Bibles being placed. And y'all know what they do with these older Bibles that they have in the hotels? They don't throw them away and burn them. They take them to the prisons. Wonderful testimonies of people being in prison on death row have been shared. They surrendered their life to Christ, had so much of a change in their life that they get off a death row and they're let back out in society to function. And some of them have functioned very well. There's top evangelists around the world sharing the good news of the gospel because of how it affects them in prison. So they don't throw the Bibles away. We have two men in our camp that go to the prisons. You have to be qualified, trained to get into prisons. You can't just up and say, well, I want to go to prison and share Jesus with everybody. You can't do it. You got to be trained to go in there. They won't let just anybody in there. So we, two people in our camp is Robert Lymore and Rick Apple, have the authority going into those camps. And boy, they share the word of God. I think in Taylor County, there's been 20 decisions made since they've been working in the prison ministry. We have a lot to praise God for, how it affects those people are at their last straw, their last place. People have given up on them, but it's good that Jesus can come to them through the Gideon ministry. Our motto verse is Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be, if it goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish which I please, and it shall prosper into which the thing I have sent it to do. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul's job was to plant the word. Apollos' job was to water it, and God gave the increase. Listen, as you work in your church, I hope you don't become the thinking that you're somebody very important, because but you probably are to God. But see, listen, God works through us to get these things done. So we need to give Him praise, honor, and glory for everything He does in our life. In November of 1908, the first 25 Bibles were ordered, and the rest of history. From this humbling start, God has grown the Gideon's International into a worldwide ministry that has placed more than 1.4 billion Bibles and New Testaments into 194 countries around the world. So you have a lot to be thankful for this morning. As I begin to share testimonies with you, they sometimes write these testimonies in the back of Bibles, and sometimes they send them in by letters. There's just one man came, his name was David Gargis. David was a member of 9 children in his family. And David was getting about ready to go into this freshman year in high school. As David was going in there, he was from a 9 brothers and sisters, and this is way back probably in the 60s, where a lot of people didn't have a lot of money. So David didn't have no shoes to wear. You know where people went to get a pair of shoes at that time in life? They went to the local junk pile. You ever been to a junk pile to get anything to wear or to put on? Not too many people do now, do they? David Garrix went there. He went there to find a pair of shoes. You know what he found? He found a little Gideon Testament, honey, that had been thrown away. And you would think, well, if they thrown it away, it has no use. Listen, little David picked that Bible up and he took it home. And David was really a bashful person. And he took John 3:16 and tore it out. And every night when he would go to bed, he would take John 3:16 and a flashlight and he'd read it. See, he didn't want nobody knowing what he was doing. He began to read that. He began to dwell night after night. And then the Holy Spirit began to work with little David. And David began to know Jesus by reading John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know what David's doing today? David is a pastor serving in the western part of Kentucky. Because a little Gideon testimony had been thrown away in a junk pile. Praise God for churches like yours that's willing to support a ministry that has effectiveness to go out into the world and win people to the Lord even when they throw a Bible away. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share another one that's very personal to me. Bill Say was this guy that received a Gideon testament in prison. He was the drug king of whole America. He was in there on death row. Bill Say began to read the Word of God in prison. He was converted. His life and heart was changed by reading the Gideon Testament. Bill Say became a top evangelistic person doing crusades all over the United States. And we knew him in the Gideons really well because his testimony was just unreal. How this guy could come to the Lord in prison. I mean, it was awesome. And Bill Say was coming to Kentucky, and he was going to be in Mount Moriah Baptist Church on this certain day. It was in the spring, because about this time of the year. And I farmed. It's hard for me to get loose in the spring. I'm telling you, to go to something like that. But anyway, me and my brother-in-law, which we are members of the Gideons, we had planned to go to Mount Moriah Baptist Church. It was in Mount Sherman, Kentucky. And we began to plan to go there because we wanted to listen to Bill Say. Because we knew his testimony was so dramatic and so awesome. So, man, our hearts are really looking forward to going there. And we got there on that night of revival down Mount Moriah. Guess what? Bill Say wasn't there. But I'm going to tell y'all what the Lord began to do through that event. We got to meet a man by the name of Al Norse. And Brother Al was the guy that went and picked the money up for Bill Say when he was in the drug dealing. He was, what do you call him? Hit man or whatever. Collections agency. But anyway, he was a man that did that. He was a professional wrestler. I think he went by the name Assassin. Big, burly-like guy. I mean, awesome guy. But anyway, we got there. We was all disappointed because we didn't get to hear Bill Say. But the Lord had placed this man of us to hear. Al Norse. So we listened to Brother Al Norse that night, and we began to build a friendship with Brother Al Norse. And we began to talk to him. We wanted to come to Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church there, where I go to church at on Highway 88. We began to talk with him and hopefully plan for a revival there for him to come. Because I'm telling you, people, when I walked in that church, I don't feel I ever felt the presence of the Holy Spirit like I felt then. I'm telling you, it was awesome, intense. And there were a lot of decisions being made for the Lord. So we began to drum that up. This happened over probably a 6 to 8 month period. And God's plan was working. It was working. And listen, I didn't even know it. That's how stupid we are sometimes. We're about 4 or 5 weeks behind the Lord a lot of times. You know what? So he began to plan this and put this together. So we had a fall revival plan with Brother Al Norris. Man, we were excited. I would meet with Brother Al every afternoon. About 5 o'clock, we begin to pray for Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church. Well, my Brother Al began to build a relationship with my dad. And you get this picture. My dad was 76 years old. Not apt to make a change in his life. When you get that old, you're hard to change. And he was a rough person. I'm telling you, he was rough. He raised us up rough, and he was just rough. And I know some of you have a terminology of rough. And I'm telling you, he was rough. But the Lord began to work through Brother Al to reach my dad. They just, I don't know, they just bonded that week. And my dad, he just barely could walk at 76. And they would meet together and talk together. On Wednesday night of that week, my dad came down the aisle. It was a time in my life I wanted to shout, that was it. And I praise God that he touched my dad through Brother Al. If it hadn't been for the Gideon ministry, I don't think I'd ever seen that happen. My dad lived 3.5 more years. 79. When he got 79 years old, he passed away. So the ministry has a personal effect on me. And I thank God for how it's worked through my life to see those things happen. The plan of God. Listen, people, you're in the plan of God right now. If you've come to this church this morning, you're in the plan of God. And He's going to use you in some way or another to affect the world for Christ. If you're committed to Him and you're faithful to Him, He's going to use you through some type of ministry. Or some type of ministry. And everybody has a ministry. It doesn't have to be one documented and set up. But I thank God for that event that God placed and did in my life. The ministry reaches to many people. There was that guy that was trapped in the mine in China. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember the first thing that he brought out of that mine? He'd been down on the ground for many days. It was a Gideon Testament that they'd been reading there under the ground. And he was holding that high when he come out of there. So the Word of God has a way of affecting people like never before. And I'm telling you, it's working today. So thank God for the ministry. In 1 Chronicles 16:24, it tells us to declare His glory among the heathen. And His marvelous works around all nations. The Gideons, with your help, do just that. May I suggest three ways that you can help this morning. In 1 Thessalonians 5:25 says, pray for us. Listen, it's a ministry of prayer. They don't do anything unless it's saturated in prayer. Listen, my wife is a member of the auxiliary. The auxiliary's job is to pray for the Gideons. So it's a ministry about prayer. They bathe, emerge, everything they do in prayer before it's done. You notice you don't see a lot of advertisements about the Gideons on TV? They don't do that. They don't do that. It's very discreet and very honorable the way they do things. And I praise God for that. They don't need the TV media to spread. And we praise God for the ministry and the effectiveness it's had on the world today. Number two, if you are a professional or businessman, we invite you to become a Gideon of helping us distributing God's word throughout the world. Listen, this ministry is about doing things. If you don't want to do something, if you don't want to get involved, then you have the opportunity to do that. If you don't, you can sit back and do nothing. If you just pay your dues and pray, that's all you got to do in the ministry. If you're satisfied with that, I wouldn't be satisfied with it. I love to get involved. I love to do things for the Lord. And I love to see God in action in the way He does things. So I praise God for that. Number three, you can share in this ministry by sending forth the Word of God by making an investment in souls this morning. Every penny contributed is used to buy a Bible to ship them. We Gideons pay our own expense. I'm not taking none of the offer this morning for my own expense. Nothing. Zip, nothing. I come up here, put the gas in my car, and I come to share with you about what God's doing through this ministry. No, it's no money's taken out of that. I give you a receipt. I got to be accountable. That gets back to the Gideons here in Dyer County. Which, let me tell you, they're doing a great job here in Dyer County. You need to be proud of them. You need to be praying for them. Because, listen, it's just like anything else. You're getting we and few men to serve in ministry. You know why? It takes time. It takes energy. It takes work. And you have very few people today in our society that want to work. So you need to pray for these men in Dyer County. They're very important to your community. And praise God. Another way that you can help is the Gideon Card Program. They have beautiful cards that are contributed to many different things. Thinking of you cards, in memory cards, which I know a lot of you probably use these in the funeral homes. And recognition cards. The beautiful cards that you can give to them. If you just want to donate one Bible, that's $5. That's all you got to do. A lot of times you got to pay up for the card. One Bible can be placed on behalf of somebody. And by the way, those Bibles go into where they're needed. So thank God for that and what it's doing in that way. You can send, and that's what we call the Gideon Card Program. I'm going to share one more testimony, and then I'm going to sit down and shut up. Y'all be glad of that, won't you? Connie, and I know you might think this story might be far-fetched, but I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of homes today that have this kind of atmosphere. Connie dreaded coming home after school. For the battle household was little more than a battle zone for physical abuse, alcoholism, and gambling. Reaching her teen years, she ran away at the first chance, hitchhiking to New York, where she had panhandled on the streets, worked odd jobs. She entered a home for teenage girls, but spent most of her time playing pool and hustling drinks in a nearby bar. Thinking she needed a change of locale, Connie moved to Hollywood. Now, that's a really good step in the right direction. One day she met a man who challenged her to a game of pool with an interesting wager. If Connie lost, she would have to marry him. Of course, you know, she lost. That night, she found herself in Las Vegas being married. But the marriage fell apart, so Connie grew despondent. One day, driving down the Pacific Coast Highway, she noticed an object in the center of her intersection. It was a book. She stopped and retrieved it and discovered it was a Bible. The cover said, "Placed by the Gideons." Now, we don't have placed Bibles in intersections. You know, that's the same way as the junk pile. We just don't place Bibles in junk piles. But listen, people, let me share this with you. God's got a plan. And He places the Word of God, and He places you in the places you need to be to where you infect the world for Jesus. He does that. If you're obedient to Him, He's going to put you in a place to where you're going to be effective for Him. She had never read a Bible before. Can you imagine that? But as Connie discovered its message, she decided that God must have dropped it there for her. Its words changed her life. She found Jesus as Savior. She went back to college. She is now preparing for missionary work. It's working. Let me tell you, it's working. Pray for this ministry. And pray for me as I go about doing the Lord's business. God bless you and thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Randy. And you know, another thing about the Gideon organization is that it has no difficulty crossing denominational lines. Probably does it better than any other ministry that there is. And giving everybody, because see, the Word of God is universal. When somebody picks up the Word of God in an intersection laying in the road and they start reading it and they start changing their lives, they were being affected by the Word of God, not by some denominational speaker. And I remember one time hearing a man share a testimony about three men that got snowed in up in somewhere way up in the north part of Alaska. Got snowed in for the winter. And they couldn't get out. And they didn't expect to be snowed in. So it was a pretty tough time for them. But one of the things that they found in the cabin where they were snowed in was a Bible. None of them were biblical people. But when the spring thaw came, that Bible had turned all of those men to Jesus Christ. That's the power of it. And that's what we support when we support the Gideons. And I want to thank Brother Randy for coming. And he's going to be standing at the back door as we leave. And we're just asking that you share out of your heart through the love of God an offering for the Gideons. And if you're making out a check, make it out to the Gideons. They will give you a receipt. You'll receive one back from them. This is a direct offering to the Gideons. It doesn't go through New Life. It goes from your hand to theirs. So let's just take a moment, ask God what He'd have you to do, and then you be obedient. Now let me tell you something about listening to God and about hearing God. And this is just to impress you on the importance of following through sometimes on what we are impressed to do. Yesterday morning, we had a really, really heavy rainstorm. And as a result of that rainstorm, our gutter here in the front of the building filled up and back flushed over the edge and down into the edge of the room here. Gallons and gallons of water in the floor. Tiles, they're all in there now, but there were some tiles in the floor. We've still got some that's got to be replaced, but we don't have didn't have time to do that. But I just want to thank Milburn and Maxine. They came over here yesterday afternoon and they cleaned up the mess. And worked several hours doing it. And got it going. But and this is just simply an illustration. Mill told me that Friday, when they passed the church, that he felt really impressed that he should clean out the gutters. And he said, he told Maxine, I've got to get over here and get them gutters cleaned out. He said, I could have done it then, but I was in a hurry. I said, Mill, if you'd listened to God, you could have saved yourself a whole lot of work. But I'm not telling you this to criticize him. I appreciate him for what he did. But it's just a real example to me of, hey, God says, if you feel impressed to do something, maybe you ought to do it. Right then. If it's something that you can get done then. But, just, Lord impresses you about something, you be obedient to it. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace that you've extended to us. For your love, Lord God, that's unlimited. And Father, I pray that your hand be upon each one of your children. And that you, Lord God, bless them. Bless them to the degree of your word, where it declares, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for speaking to each heart about what to give. And we just bless you today, Lord God. Go with us through this coming week, that we, Lord God, will know that we are where we should be, doing what we should do for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.